Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of April, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I got a full show today. I have guests joining me in studio, and I think it's going to be a lively conversation. I am looking forward to it. I was anticipating it, and I hope that I have brought a conversation to the public today that you all will appreciate. The group I have in studio with me this morning, most people would say that we stand on opposite sides of a divide, any divide, people would say. But then we're the sort of people, we kind of like creating divides so that we can form an identity that props up our own personal authority. Somebody has to be richer and somebody has to be poorer. Somebody has to be the bad guy and somebody has to be the good guy,
yes.
Right? But this morning, I feel compelled to have this conversation because despite what people may perceive as a disparity in thinking, believing, there are areas where this organization's work and my work as a professional advocate and as a professional citizen, right, that they align. And that space is the space of self-governance, governing oneself. Do you know how to do what you ought to do when you know you ought to do it? And I will give you all a little bit of my location in the conversation. This morning, we are speaking with the organization, faith-based organization, Israel United in Christ. In a moment, I'll ask the members of the organization who will be speaking with us today to introduce themselves. But before we get there, see, there's a space that we share in common, this organization and myself, Erin Green, an advocate. And that is that we perceive, right, through observation and sensation that something is amiss here, that we are desperately in need of discipline, but not beaten discipline, because as soon as we say discipline, that's what we think about. Beaten, subjugating, showing who's in charge through physical force. We're talking about a different type of discipline. We're talking about ordering ourselves. Discipline is the practice of ordering yourself. Right now, it doesn't matter what you do in life, you must have an order to your life. It must be ordered for successful personal, familial, community, national, collective development and growth. That's just a basic of life. When you go outside and you look at the bush, you may perceive chaos, but there is a grand order afoot taking place in nature, right? And a lot of our human experience has been disrupting that order, attempting to subjugate it, disrupting it by attempting to subjugate it, attempting to subjugate something that cannot be subjugated by anything other than its own inherent rules. And so, again, often we don't want to talk about discipline because our perception of discipline is beaten, physical force, a show of force to prove authority. But I want to talk about discipline just briefly in another sense. Discipline, order, and governing oneself. There are three quick incidents I want to raise to highlight this. We're going to start with the electric double-decker bus. The video of who we perceive as a tour guide with the company pushing a bus of tourists up the road past the gas station. lots of people found no problem with this. Lots of people thought this was cool. They didn't see, and they passed the gas station. The people say the bus electric, what the gas station could do for them. The gas station is the place where you park, you push the bus safely to a stop to safely disembark the tourists so that you can find alternate transportation to get them where they're going. This pushing the bus up the road should cause, in a developed country, for all licenses required to operate that company to be suspended pending further investigation. That's what that should cause. The person who was pushing the bus and the people who either authorized it or ignored it, right, should also understand the weight of what it is that occurred that day. And nobody should get upset if the authorities decide that they need to temporarily or permanently take the license away from the company to operate. Second incident, the video of the six-year-old on the jet ski. It's a beautiful community story. It's heartwarming. This little boy doing something with his daddy. His father did it with his daddy. But what we saw are images of a six-year-old boy on a jet ski with tourists. The people in the story spoke about it as if this little six-year-old boy, he's smart enough and strong enough to operate the jet ski on his own. Here's the problem. First of all, he's a six-year-old. There's no way that he could get a license to operate a motor vehicle. And there's no way that he could get insurance to operate said motor vehicle. And that's just if it's a private jet ski, privately owned. The recreational activity was taking place. We're talking about a business. And then we're talking about a business that services tourists. Again, nobody should be surprised if the authorities say we are suspending all licenses pending further investigation into the operation of this company. A lot of us can get upset and say, oh, you're taking bread out of people's mouths. Oh, you're taking it too seriously. Oh, y'all just like to shut people down. No, there must be order. There must be order. Last example, Friday, last Friday, QC Motorcade Friday, the day the traffic stood still in Nassau City. Nassau, the northern part, northeastern part. Something happened in New Providence on Friday, more than just the QC Motorcade, that brought parts of the streets of Nassau and New Providence to a standstill. I was stuck in Harbor Bay for 3 hours. Unable to exit smoothly, quickly, or proceed down the roads. I waited it out, 3+ hours. Something went wrong. And I know a part of what went wrong is a complete lack of preparation. For end of the month, government payday, Friday, QC motorcade. I think there was a Saxon's funeral rush out. And I asked the question, can we rely on those who are obligated through statute to provide order to do so? And when you see that they are not, when you see that they are unwilling or unable to do so, and I don't say it lightly because I'm talking about the Royal Bahamas Police Force, but when you see they are unwilling or unable to provide order per their statutory obligations, then it falls upon you to govern yourself and do what you know you ought to do when you know you ought to do it. There are far too many 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds on the road carrying on like they just come out of a scene of Scarface. You are not gangsters. You are not bad man. You are not heroes. You ain't no Che Guevara. I'm going to call some names of my African heroes too, you know. But you ain't them. What you're doing is pretending to be a gangster when you're supposed to be modeling order and discipline in the society. Now, since Friday, I want you all to know that I almost been lick out my car about 7 times just by pure reckless drivers. This morning, I couldn't even get onto the main road outside of my community. As I'm approaching the stop sign, I'm coming to a full stop. The driver on the main road panicked and came to a stop to let me run the stop sign. The customs officer in his very nice white fancy car that had traffic going at 5 miles an hour because he was on a cell phone call. That was just this morning. The people who think they're justified at going at 3 miles an hour because they're on their phone. There's a grand reordering required. The problem is the government can't do it for us. Only we can discipline ourselves. So I brought this organization in here today because, not because I agree with everything that they say, they have their rights and I have mine, but I think that they present a suitable model for examination where we may be able to extract, if not the whole, parts of the whole to begin reordering our own lives. Now, yesterday I heard these gentlemen say they brought the smoke. I want them to know I like smoke.
That's right.
Because where there's fire, there's catalytic action going on.
That's right.
And that is what's required for us to think, to consider things we had never considered before as possibly being valid in our own lives. And so I'm now going to introduce our guests this morning and ask them to introduce themselves. I have members of the organization Israel United in Christ joining us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning, sis. Most High in Christ.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
This morning.
Blessing. Please introduce yourselves.
Yeah, my name is Deacon Labakar.
Captain Udaya.
And Officer Daniel.
We understand the problem that island have, that we also bring solution to the island. There's a scripture from a young child. Let's get that. Because we cannot expect something good coming out of our children when we ourselves ain't right. There's a good I see as we travel throughout this world, your guys trying to make good coming out of evil. It doesn't work out like that. It's just like a sweet water that you trying to make it bitter. It doesn't go out like that. Or corruptible tree, or you trying to make it better. You understand? God doesn't operate like that. So we're going to bring the scriptures for the young men and also their mother, their fathers. Come on.
Absolutely.
What? This is the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures.
So our children have to be known the holy scripture. Mm-hmm. Because within the holy scripture, there is guidance. Within the holy scripture, there is life. Within the holy scriptures, there is patterned how to live life. How to observe life, how to appreciate life. Because our young children don't appreciate life. That's why they kill one another in the streets.
Well, they have allowed other people's cultures to tell them what them. Value their life has.
Yep. This rap music, man, like I think you said earlier, that some things have to be shut down in the black community. These rap music, a lot of these foul music, if you really have a tough government, this thing's supposed to be shut down. Just like China shut them down. So we have to start shut these rap music that has just not profits our children, that defile us. We have to stop just shutting it down. Because that's what China does. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? China, I mean, as great as China is, guess what? He know as a government, they're supposed to govern their people the right way. Sometimes their people don't even know how to govern themselves. But if you have a good government, they can lead you to the right way. But that's what I want to bring this scripture. It's not, go ahead.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
Yeah, what scripture able to make our young men to be?
Which are able to make thee wise in the salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ.
That means making the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Care about care about your brother and your sister. Within the scripture, you're going to hear Christ say it all the time. Love yourself as you love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You're going to hear Christ say it all the time. Why? Because that's what we lack of.
In terms of scripture and engagement, young people in particular,
mm-hmm. Yep.
In your organization, like technically, how do you get to them? I know that you follow the King James version with the Apocrypha, right? And,
yes,
and the Apocrypha.
Yes, yes.
These could be very expensive texts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Through your organization, like, do you provide copies? Do you have a fundraising effort to provide copies? Do you subsidize as a bookstore that mm-hmm. will give discounts
yeah.
for these specific books? And do you have regular sort of teaching sessions where you break it down and introduce young people to the scripture?
Yes. Perfect example. Perfect example. Yeah, because you remember you make a statement in your statement earlier. You saying that we have to learn how to govern ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So how could we govern ourselves if we're not preparing for our people? You understand? It's good to teach scriptures, but mm-hmm. what about reality?
Yeah.
You understand? So we not only teach scriptures, we make the scriptures become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like the question you just asked. Cap, you would like to be a little detail on it?
Oh, yeah. So we have provided countless Bibles, not only to those members of our congregation, but also to the public. We've done book giveaways, Apocrypha giveaways. We've sent Bibles and Apocryphas overseas because they are pricey. Not only that, we also have our website, originalroyalty.com, where you can purchase Bibles and Apocryphas, where we can keep the money within our own community as well.
All right.
So not only can those who want to learn more purchase it from us, but you can also join us and those who fellowship with us, we pass out Bibles, and then we also do giveaways as well. So yes, Bibles, Apocryphas. Not only that, we also have books like our Bishop Nathaniel. He's wrote several books to enhance and increase the minds of our people. We got Captain Hoshai, who's wrote books on how to be a leader to motivate the minds of the young men, to teach them, because we don't have no other avenues in society to mold the young men. Everything is negative. Everything is toxic. And it's to keep our people at a low frequency in a low state.
Yeah. I like that you used that word frequency, but we get to that in a bit. Helping young people navigate a secular world when people refuse to acknowledge exactly how secular the world has become. Give us some scriptures for young people.
Yeah, man, but you also have to, you also make a statement earlier.
Oh, yeah, go on.
You also make a statement earlier, you saying that, because the whole thing have to come in from the parents. If their parents ain't right, the children ain't going to be right. Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Because if their parents is out of order, so that children are going to be out of order. But this is what the Bible said. Come on.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 119 and verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
Because every young man, every young woman, you want to cleanse your way. You want to lead your own way. What I mean lead your own way, meaning you want to be in order with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like I like the way you said self, because some of us can be self-destructions as well.
Yeah, as self-governance or self-destructive, yeah.
You understand? So that's a society you're living in right now, self-destruction.
Yeah.
So the Bible is going to help us how to get in order, back to order.
And let me just give a quick example of that, right? We all know that substance abuse is a bad thing. We all know that needles are for medicine. Needles are not for recreational use.
Yeah.
But we have a proliferation of movies, television shows, not necessarily mainstream, mm-hmm. that glorify drug use, right? That don't speak, don't expose it or show it with the commensurate intolerance mm-hmm. that should be a part of it, right? Yeah. And so it could be difficult for very young people. So hold on, they say this thing is bad, but I see it everywhere.
But it's the same thing. Every movies today, if you notice that, I mean, we're trying to tell our kids don't watch porn, but every movies have a piece of porn in it.
And all the
you understand? But
and
we
the,
sit down
yeah.
with our kids watching it, but we tell the kids, no, that's bad for you. They're just like, for example, you tell your kids don't smoke, but you smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of example are you really trying to set that?
Absolutely.
You understand?
And the type of personal discipline it requires to be that living example for your children.
Yes.
Yeah, if they can't drink, you can't drink either.
You understand?
Or
you're private.
Right.
Or you can keep it your private way.
Right.
You know?
And so, okay, go on.
Go ahead.
It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways?
Come on.
By taking heed. There too, according to thy word.
You see that? Every young man, every young woman, we got to take heed to God's words. Because in God's words, we're able to govern ourselves. We're able to discipline ourselves. And then I have to start. I got to show you where everything starts. Hebrew 13. That's where everything begin, family. We need a strong family structure. This is where everything begins.
This is the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 4.
All right, what God said?
Marriage is honorable in all.
When you're looking at the black community, we lack of marriage.
Right.
Yes or no? But that's where everything began. Where's the black men today? Most of them in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the black men today? A bunch of characters of cartoons. These grown-up men, they're like little kids. You understand? So when you walk in these streets, they're supposed to guide these young boys, but they themselves are boys. So how could they build on? You understand?
Yes, absolutely.
So we lack of that knowledge how to be a man.
All right.
You understand? Because society puts their energy on us. I mean, you can be hey papa. You can be this. You can do that. Mm-hmm. Man, but these things influence our community, though. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when we gonna wake up and tell our kids that how to be wise, how to be in order?
Rites of passage and the infantilization of the Western world. I think the disappearance of rites of passage
mm-hmm.
have created an environment in which we are not growing up.
Mm-hmm.
We are not doing what it is we ought to do, and we know we ought to do it, and we are using the dominant media images around us to justify that. What are the rites of passage that you practice in this faith-based community, and what are the scriptures that speak directly to the formation of your rites of passage?
Yeah, we remember you make a statement about, first of all, we have to acknowledge there is a force.
Mm-hmm.
There is a force out here that goes against our children.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're coming from the West.
And let me just say,
you understand?
Even if you don't believe it is spiritual, think about this concept of cultural imperialism and how the dominant media will absorb the less dominant media and take its place in your mind.
Okay. You remember we start with marriage is honorable, right?
Yeah.
But within marriage, this what our people have to understand is where there is a house, there is no marriage. The house is divide.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have to acknowledge that. Because guess what? God that created the whole human race is telling you that, guess what? A man and a woman have to raise the children. Mm-hmm. But most of the children we facing today, sister, mm-hmm. these are the children that was not raised with fathers and mother.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're disarrayed. So now we're trying to fix them. So this organization, IUIC, this is what we do. We recoup these brothers and sisters. So we have medicine. What is the medicine? We have the Bible to share with them. We have the informations as the Lord is guiding us. That's why we start with their marriage. But in the same verse, I want you to acknowledge two key points we're going to acknowledge on that verse. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Marriage is honorable in all,
uh-huh.
and the bed undefiled.
Whatever you and your husband do in the bed, that's between you and them because you're married. Come on.
But whoremongers.
But in the black community, that's not what we're facing. A lot of whoremonger. You understand?
Yeah.
So their whoremonger beginning with the carnival. Mm-hmm. A bunch of carnival in all the island we're going to, all the country, they create a carnival where people can come out, do whatever perversionness there is in their mind.
And
you understand? They create children.
Let's stick up and we're going to go right back to that.
Correct.
Because what I find fascinating about that is we Bahamian,
mm-hmm.
we have an Anglican tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival comes out of a Catholic tradition, right? And if you all watch that movie, The Purge,
yep.
Carnival is kind of like The Purge, right?
Yep.
That you purge yourself of this sinful behavior, get it out of you, and then you move into the period of Lent. And so I appreciate a comparative theological perspective, right? Like this comes out of a religious space that is different from your own.
Yes, but I'm glad you're saying that. But I want to address those two spirits. Pay attention, right?
Okay.
Then we're going to go to Mark 7:21. Go ahead.
It says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled.
Come on.
But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge.
Our people become whoremongers and adulterers, right? Why is that? Because we as a people, we have to control our mind. What's going on inside our mind is a bunch of things we hardly can control. So God said, whoremonger, what is whoremonger going to say? When we stop being a whoremonger, the abortion clinic don't have to be in the black community anymore. You understand? Now we are in a marriage. But when we honor whoremongers, guess what? The abortion clinic is in the right place. Why you think they put it in the black community? They don't put it in the white community. There's a reason. You understand? Now we deep in adulteries, right? There was a story they done without the black community. They're saying that what's happening in the island, a lot of these children, they don't belong to their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? These sisters that are married commit adultery with other men. So let's fix these first. Those two spirits, let's fix these first. But we can remember we make a statement of the carnival, right? I'm going to show you the spirit that dwell in the element when you're in that carnival spirit. Come on. This is what Christ said.
This is the book of Mark, chapter 7, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
For from within, out of the heart of men.
Within your mind, come on.
Perceive evil thoughts.
Perceive evil thought. Now we're going to learn about the evil thought that we that's trouble us every day without God's laws in it. Come on.
Perceive evil thoughts. Adultery.
Adultery is in the carnival. You understand? Come on.
Fornication.
Fornication is in a carnival. You understand? Satan is in there. The murder is in there. That's why you see that a lot of cannibals, the next morning you heard that person get killed, that person get killed. But I thought there was a gathering. I thought there was a peace environment. What happened then? Come on.
Death. Covetousness.
Yeah.
Wickedness.
Come on.
Deceit.
Come on.
Lasciviousness.
Come on.
And the evil eye.
Evil eyes. Come on.
Blasphemy
against God's laws. Come on.
Pride.
Come on.
Foolishness.
Come on.
All these evil things come from within and defile the man.
If we don't control these demons that is in us, you understand? So we create an environment for them.
Can you understand?
Come on.
Can I throw out a scripture? I don't have the exact scripture, so forgive me.
Maybe we can help you.
I don't want people to think I'm trying to match scriptures. But there's a Bible verse that is told kind of like a political satire. It's the one where the men say, Jesus, look at those women, look at those junglers. Look at those half-naked women over there trying to tempt us. They're trying to make us lustful. They're trying to make us, right, sin. And you said, Jesus said, you mean them ladies over there? They said with half their clothes, okay, yeah, you know, I see what your problem is. I have a solution. Pluck out your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, get rid of your eyes. And then, if you don't see them.
Because if that offends you.
Yeah.
Like, for example, whatever in this life that offends you, you got to cut it off. I see what you're talking about. So now let's put it to the white perception, right?
Okay.
So let's look at life like that. Like, for example, if adultery. It's a problem to me. Guess what? I have to stop doing it. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So if I am a thief, it's a problem to my spirit. I have to stop stealing. Like, for example, in this carnival, you notice you cannot leave your car there. You're going to have thieves. They rob your car. You cannot leave your purse there. But I thought that was supposed to be a peace environment. We're all having fun. But Satan is in the midst destroying us while we're having these demonic holiday. That's what you make a statement earlier. You see, all these things coming from Catholic Church. All religion coming from Catholic Church. All religion you see in this world today, they're branched out of Catholic Church. I give a perfect example. What is the most popular religion here in Bahamas?
The Baptist Church.
So how the Baptist Church begin, sir?
John Smith in 1608, 1609.
Who was what? A black man?
A white man.
That created what?
He created the Baptist Church while he was in shackles and chains.
But 1600, where we was at, sister, we had shackles and
chains. Oh, yeah.
Just follow their religion automatically now.
See, like, okay.
We are sick people.
You said something that makes me want to say out loud again, you are a faith-based organization. I see similarities with another organization that exists locally called the Coptic Church.
Okay,
but here's a similarity. Mm-hmm. The Coptic Church have a principle they call like rel cell web, and that's mm-hmm. nine areas of people activity that mm-hmm. must be ordered
yes.
for their community to
yes.
survive. And at the top, the R mm-hmm. is religion, mm-hmm. and partially because they believe everything else will flow from your religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
What you believe in faith will determine how you educate your people,
mm-hmm.
will determine how you feed your people, will determine how your community orders itself and organizes itself.
True.
So you said something to just now that suggested to me that you are this IUIC, Israel United in Christ, is more than just a religion in the traditional sense.
Yes.
And the same in the Coptic Church, they talk about spirituality and culture, that the two cannot be extracted, right? Like, you can't be a Christian and not live in Christian culture.
But this society we live in, they do that. A minute they're Christian, the next minute they're regular people.
Right at the stop sign.
Let me share something with you, right? And that's Romans 7, verse 14 or 12, either one I want. I'm going to show you. A lot of our people, in your history, they just don't know. Because their lack of studying, their lack of teachers in the black community. We lack of teachers of our people in the black community. Then we lack of information as well. But the enemy did that for a reason. You know what I'm saying? The enemy know how smart we are. Mm. The enemy know how precious we are.
Right.
The enemy know that who we are.
Right.
It's us that who don't know who we are. So we follow anything but not what our own culture. Listen to what Christ said.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 7 and verse 12. Wherefore the law
of God is holy, people. We got to separate ourselves. When we say we are God-like, we got to separate ourselves among the minority. We got to set ourselves apart.
Mm-hmm.
Why we must set ourselves apart? We have to fix ourselves. Come on.
And the commandment holy.
The commandment of God, that's what holy. Come on.
And just and good.
You see what is the good thing supposed to be in the black community? God's laws, God's commandments. Those are come with orders, right? Now give me 1 Corinthians, I think it's last verse when they say God is the God of order.
14.
Then they will go exactly to what you say earlier.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You looking for the verse for me?
This is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
If you of God, come on.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
That's what our people lost.
Right.
We don't have that. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do things decently in order. Then there we go. You see a car. You're going to cut. We was in the car. The young man just cut the car off. We like, wow. Where's the love of your brethren? Right. What about the people in the car? If their car flip, then I think I was in the U.S. I saw a guy. He cut in front of a car. He hit the car. He didn't stop. He get out the highway. We are a bunch of crazy people, man. Without God's laws, we crazy people.
Now, I appreciate what you're saying. Because a lot of people right now in the Bahamas is agreeing with you. Without God's laws, we are crazy people.
We are crazy people.
And I'm going to say this is a universal principle,
yep.
Right? Because without order,
yep.
Right, there is only chaos.
That's true.
And a chaos that we cannot understand. Only God can understand
that's
that
true.
Chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding this a fascinating conversation. I want you to know I'm holding my tongue because I want... There's so many interesting points that arise as we talk, right? Like I want to interject and sort of shift, but I'm holding my tongue because I still want you to talk to me about two things.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding the African in its transition from enslavement
mm-hmm.
to self-governance.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And rites of passage, because mm-hmm. I am always impressed with the way that members of your organization order themselves and discipline themselves. But we're going to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to jump right into that conversation.
Cool.
And
cool.
I'm sure you have more to share mm-hmm. with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the clock with Erin Green. I'm thinking we will take some calls in the last 10 minutes of the show if we have some space. But I thank you for your patience and engaging the conversation. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. I am joined in conversation by members of the faith-based organization Israel United in Christ. We're the sort of second portion of the show. I framed the first portion of the show, and so I do want to go back to rites of passage and the post-traumatic experience of the enslaved African and IUIC's focus on bringing them back into order, right? I think from any perspective, you could accept that the transatlantic slave trade, chattel slavery, all of these things disordered us.
Sure, I agree. Right. Yeah, but I also want your viewer to understand one thing. Because you remember in slavery, they didn't allow us to read or write.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, the education we really have is of the British, yes or no? Nobody can deny that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're raising our children in an oppressing system.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We oppress our own children by the way we educate them in the first place. So that's why the statement you made, you saying that we have to learn how to govern ourselves. You remember, we went to the laws. Now we're going to go to the piece where the discipline take place within God's laws. Come on.
This is the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1 and verse 5. For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee deceit.
You have the Holy Spirit in you. They will flee deceit. Because remember, we read in Mark 7:21, the word deceit was there. So we're dealing with a society where our children is not disciplined. Why they're not disciplined? Because none of them fear God. You understand? So they're living in a society where their parents don't fear God. They don't fear God. They're just going to church. Going to church, I don't mean you fear God. Mm-hmm. That's where their confusion begins. You understand? Because the same kids that are going in the church, those are the same kids today that are holding guns, killing one another. You understand? You see
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
And I think that this practice we have here of telling our children, I brought you into the world and I could take you out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's disruptive psychologically and emotionally because, first of all, you should not be telling your children that. But secondly, if you believe in God and this order, then you know you cannot make the decision to end your child's life.
Only God can.
Right. And you can't do it without repercussion either.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
For the Holy Spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit, which is God's laws. To remove things that is in us who don't have no understanding there. Like perfect example. There is no family that can raise right without a man in a woman inside the house. So this organization, IUIC, we make sure of that. Then if our young man looking for a wife, we say, brother, get yourself together first. First of all, you have to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? First of all, you have to have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
The second of all, you have to have a job. Because that's responsibility. When you take her upon a woman, that's responsibility. What about if she's pregnant? Where are we going to send her back home? You understand what mm-hmm. Because people, I like the statement you make earlier. We might not come to fully understanding, but principle is principle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Laws is laws. Orders is orders. You understand? Even our mothers and our fathers don't know better. You understand? We're not trying to judge anyone. But what we do trying to do is like we're trying to change the mind of our people so there can be a God mind. There can be the children of God, the way they think, the way they move, the way our children are supposed to be prepped. But I want to read a scripture to you that we was reading earlier in camp yesterday. I know time is killing us about the goal. About the goal. You remember that we are goal.
Limitation.
All right? Then I'm going to give it to you, Cap. We're going to read it so fast. Read it so fast, brother. Because God going to tell us who we are as a people. Because we are the children of Israel. No matter what title they put on us, we're still the children of Israel. Come on.
This is the Book of Lamentations, chapter 4 and verse 1.
Come on, man.
How is the gold become dim?
God is asking you. He made you as a gold. How you become dim? Meaning that you become shadows. You not shine no more. Come on.
How is the most fine gold?
God said he made you the most fine gold. Our children supposed to be the most fine golds. Come on, people.
How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street.
God is asking you a question. He said, how does the fine gold change? Because society influences us to change. You understand? So we used to be fine girls. You're looking at our society, our foremothers. Imagine if Dr. King would wake up today and see the condition we're in today. That's not what they was fight for. So we will never be in that condition. Your Malcolm X, that's not what they was fight for. Your Michael Garvey, that's not what these great leaders stand up for. So those great leaders in Bahamas, that's not what they was fight for. But we become degenerate every year,
right?
Because we're not following God's orders. We follow our own intelligence, our own philosophy, not realize that the world is ruling out of laws, people. There have to be laws and order. Come on, Cap.
Yeah, and since you had said something a while back, you was talking about how there's a disconnect between Christians and the Bible and the Old Testament and the New Testament, and then you also mentioned rites of passage, boys becoming men. And I'm going to try to address those things. First and foremost, give me Jeremiah 6, verse 16. One thing we got to understand, Christianity as we know it today is not of the Bible at all. What we know today is Baptist, Catholic, Pentecostal, Kojic, Seventh-day Adventist, none of those things are biblical at all. They took terms from the Bible and created entire religions when simply God gave us his law, statutes, and commandments. That's what our people need, law and order, and that's what's going to create that in our societies. But read what God said, Jeremiah 6, 16. Come on.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the ways and see and acts for the old path.
God said, go out there amongst your people. Stand in the way of your people. That's what we do. Our leadership, they taught us go out there on the street. Like Christ said, become fishers of men. Go out to the highways, byways, and hedges and compel them to come in. Not sit in some hot church fanning yourself, waiting for the young men to come in. Young men, we tired of that old we shall overcome. We tired of that old song and dance. We tired of clapping and singing. That's why you see a lot of down low pastors in the church, down low deacons in the church, touching little boys. We sick of that Christian mindset. We got to come out of those feminine ways. Read that again. Come on.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path.
Ask for what?
The old path.
Ask for the old paths. What?
Where is the good way?
Where is the good way? Go ahead.
And walk therein.
And walk therein. So what did God give us? Give me that. And this, because this is what we give our people. Give me that in Nehemiah 9, and give me verse 13.
Remember, we just read the good way too in Romans 7, 14. We read it earlier.
Exactly.
What is the good way? It's God's way is the good way. Come on.
Let's get that. Nehemiah 9. Come on. You're going too far. You was already there. Nehemiah 9. Book of Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 13. Let's read what God gave us. I read it myself. It says, thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spakest with them from heaven and gavest them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant. So this is what's going to make us from boys to men, God's laws. In the eyes of God, you are not a man until you repent from your sin. You cannot say you're a man and you out here sleeping from woman to woman to woman. Boys do that. It's easy to go from woman to woman to woman. That takes no discipline at all. That takes no maturity at all. And that's what our men become. And then they whore our women out. Now all them cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, they talking about they want cocky. This is the lowest state that our people are in without God's laws. We got man and man. You got gay parades through the Bahamas. Why? Because we are lost without God's laws. All society is out of order. And the only thing that's going to get us back on track is God's laws and commandments. You got males and you got females. But if you want to be a woman and you want to be a man, you got to keep God's laws and commandments. Kings chapter 2 and verse 2. You got it?
This is the book of 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 2.
Uh-huh.
I go the way of all the earth.
This is David talking to his son King Solomon before he died. He says, David, I'm about to go the way of all the earth because everybody who born, we're going to die. Ashes, go ahead.
Be thou strong, therefore.
He said, be strong, therefore. Watch this.
And show thyself a man.
Because people could... Our people, we talk a good talk. We talk real good. We read the dictionary. We got big words. But he said, show yourself a man. Our sisters got to show themselves women. Go ahead.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh. This is how you show yourself a man. This is how you show yourself a woman. Keep the charge of the Lord thy God. Go ahead.
To walk in his ways.
No, to become a Baptist.
To walk in his ways.
No, become a Rastafari so you get closer to Jah. Smoke some weed.
To walk in his
ways. Walk in God's ways. Go ahead.
To keep his statutes.
Uh-huh.
And his commandments.
This is how you do it right here. So the rites of passage that get you from a girl to a woman, get you from a boy to a man, is you repent and keeping God's laws. Because sin is easy. Sin takes no discipline. You're doing whatever you think. You're doing whatever you feel. You're walking in your lust. That takes no discipline. And look at our people today. As long as they can keep us in our sin, they're going to continue to rule over us. They're going to continue to oppress us. And our society is going to continue to be in a dead state. So that's what our leadership, that's what IUIC is about. Maccabees 3, verse 43. I'm going to let you speak. Maccabees chapter 3, verse 43. This is what our leadership is about. Because I know we getting closer to the wire. Maccabees 3, verse 43. This is what the bishops and deacons had in mind when they hit the streets. They didn't do it because they were selfish. They didn't do it because they got the same mindset as these colonizers. They did it because they loved their people, like Fred Hampton, Marcus Garvey, MLK, Malcolm X. Read this. Come on.
This is the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 43.
Uh-huh.
They said one to another, let us restore the decayed estate of our people.
Our people in Bahamas don't know. We give them the scriptures. We go to the colleges. We go to the streets. We go to the churches. We sit down with pastors. We do whatever we can to meet them where they at. We're trying to build a bridge out of nothing to meet our people and give them the medicine. The laws is the medicine. Read it again.
They said one to another, let us restore the decayed estate of our people.
That's the mindset of a leader, to restore the decayed estate of his people. There's a systemic oppression against our people to keep us base, to keep us poor, to keep us subservient, to break us mentally, give us a white Jesus when Jesus Christ is a black man according to the Bible. So, again, back to what you were saying about the disconnect between Christianity, rites of passage without men. There is no rites. You can never become a man until you first know who you are. You're not Bohemian. You're not a low tide. Bohemian come from Bahama. That means low tide. You're not some shallow water. You are the Israelites that the Bible speaks of. You're not what the white man called you. We got an ancient and holy history. We got a rich heritage. When you read the Bible, you're reading about your heritage. You're reading about your history. This is your photo album, as our Bishop Yahusab says. This is your photo album.
The Bible.
The Bible is your photo album. When you read about Abraham, you're reading about your father. Read about Isaac, you're reading about your father. Jacob is our father.
Okay, so we're in the Bahamas right now.
Yes.
Your organization was founded in the United States of America, right?
2003.
And so there's some massive differences. I'm thinking about Martin Luther King Jr. saying that I fear I may have integrated my people into a burning house, right?
You're cooking with fire today, sis.
Your experience in the United States of America. See, here in the Bahamas, I think that living this life, right? Because it's culture. It's not just belief. It's living. How difficult is it to do that in the United States of America? And are you encouraging your bodies as they expand to create space as opposed to sort of take up space, which is fine. Occupying space where you are is fine, but to create space and create community separate from
society.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember the brother just with the Maccabees, the state of our people. Yeah, you have to understand the state we really in. Think about it, right? Our people go to church on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't exist in the Bible.
Right.
You understand? God give us a Sabbath day, which is Friday dark to Saturday dark. But our people been inside the churches. We've been inside the churches because we born in the churches. Mm-hmm. So now we read the Bible. We like, Sunday church, where is it? Now we can read now. There's no Sunday church. The Sunday church began in slavery. While we was working, they give us the Sunday off.
Mm-hmm.
Then now, you remember, even though in slavery, they didn't allow us to go inside their churches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, willfully now, as years go by now, because they're showing that we destroy now, we willing doing that. But there is no such a thing as Sunday church. That's when you worship, the sun on Sunday. Because God says Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
The restored of our people, they have to go back to their commandments. What is the commandment said? What is the holy days? Leviticus 23, the holy days begin. Leviticus 23, Sabbaths, then every month is a Sabbath day. So why would our people say they're following Christ? They didn't keep none of that. We can read now, Master.
I have a text here that says, what is your name? It says, ask them Jesus' name. Do you recognize Jesus as the true name of that individual? Do you recognize
Psalms 138, verse 2.
Jesus? Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the texter.
Yeah, for the king. Jesus Christ, by the way, is our king. He's the one who sent us here. Come on.
All right.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 138 and verse 2. Verse 2. And I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy love and kindness and for thy truth and for thou magnify thy word.
Thy what?
Thy magnify thy word above all thy names.
So he had many names.
Exactly.
That's what the scripture just said. He got many names. Mm-hmm. But his word is above all his name. What is his word? What we just sharing with you. Mm-hmm. Laws, statutes, and commandments to govern yourself. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. People want to know the name, but not following that the commandment. How would you know the name when you're not following no commandment? All right. Jesus Christ got many names.
Gentlemen, I think we have time for one call. We're going to go to the caller.
Yeah,
now,
no,
listen, good morning, caller. I just want us, it's been a very exciting conversation. I know that some people perceive this group to be controversial. I just can say, if we, when we meet the Prime Minister, we have to smile and be polite, then let us have polite conversation today. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to your guest.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ms. Green. Your guests had quite a few interesting things, Ms. Green. I would appreciate it if they could allow me just to speak a minute or two without interrupting me, Ms. Green.
You got, but it's 10:59. I get give you 30 seconds.
I was calling.
I know. My apologies.
Yes, ma'am. But the gentleman talk about knowing ourselves, et cetera, but then you can read from a book and read from a letter of Romans. We never know Romans. The letter was written to the Romans. But yesterday I called. And
that's a lie.
The studio, asked me a question.
It was not written to the Romans.
If something was in,
go to Romans chapter 9, verse 4. This dude don't even know the Bible.
Ask me if
this is what I'm talking about. This is what
not,
I'm talking about. Christians don't know the Bible. Romans chapter 9, verse 4.
I want to ask him where in the Bible.
Sir.
Listen. You got two ears and one mouth.
Sir. Let me
without you interrupting.
No, sir.
Caller, do me a favor. Call
him.
No, sir. Yeah, you can come through. You can come through where we are. We talk about that.
Where is your next
meeting? Okay, I got you. Caller.
Your next street meeting.
Yeah, we'll be
you can come here at 12. We'll be outside. Romans 9, verse 4.
No, 11 o'clock. Come in these radio shows.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 9, and verse 4.
Let's see who the book of Romans is written to. Go ahead.
Who are Israelites?
Uh-huh.
To whom pertained the adoption?
We're in the book of Romans, and it says, who are Israelites? Because you had Israelites in Rome. People think the Israelites was only in Africa. No, we were in Rome. That's why I call it the diaspora. Diaspora means scattered throughout the four corners of the earth.
No,
but a lot of Christians are unlearned. Read this again. Come on.
Who are Israelites?
Uh-huh.
To whom pertained the adoption?
The adoption is not for other nations. It's for the Israelites. Go ahead.
The glory.
The glory.
The covenants.
The covenants. The new covenant and the old covenant are both.
And the giving of the law.
The law was given to the Israelites. Go ahead.
And the service of God.
You can't even be a servant of God if you're not an Israelite. Go ahead.
And the promises.
All the promises are for the Israelites. Go ahead.
Who are the fathers?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Go ahead.
And of whom, as concerning the flesh?
And when it comes to the controversial question, who did Christ come for? Go ahead.
Christ came.
Christ only came for the Israelites. So the book of Romans is written to the Israelites who are in Rome.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, caller. Do me a favor, caller. Text your question in. The text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796.
What we want our brothers and sisters to understand, we're not against you. Because you've been in darkness so long, that's why now you don't acknowledge your prophets. Mm-hmm. I mean, you will acknowledge the oppressor, though, because white men came in this island, robbed this island. What's the bank we hold $13 billion to?
Bahamas owes the IMF $13.1 billion
Pause.
Yeah, Bahamas. Yeah, we got the history there, brother. We do our research.
Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. Again, you brought the smoke, and I think we had a catalytic reaction, a space in which energies right. came together, and we expanded our thoughts and beliefs. I appreciated the conversation. I didn't agree with everything you said, but that's fine because we did not come here to agree with each other. We came here to hold space for each other, respectfully, and to share. I know that this conversation is going to continue, and I think there's value in it. Now, one of the questions the young man asked, when is your next sort of public engagement session in New Providence and that he would have an opportunity to come and engage?
See, the thing is, we everywhere. I mean, we're not hard to find. So,
what brothers don't understand is, you know what I mean? The prophet never hide himself. They're always in the open. So, if you really want to talk to us, just go in our website, you understand, and tangle with us. Then, wherever you're at, if you're in the U.S. or you're in Africa, wherever you're at, we there. Trust me. The prophet, we're not hiding anymore. We write in an open space where everybody can talk to us. But don't come talk to us about the Bible if you don't believe in the Bible. Don't do that. That's just like if I don't believe in the Quran, why would I talk to you about the Quran?
Right.
You understand? That's what our people don't understand. You don't believe in the Bible, don't come talk to us about the Bible.
Okay. I'd like to thank the brothers from Israel United in Christ for joining me today. Please, Deacon Labakar.
Yes, ma'am.
Udiah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And Brother Daniels.
Yes.
I want to say thank you for joining me this evening. It has given me lots to think about, in particular, the spaces where we share the same sentiments are more important than the spaces that we don't. We are brothers,
yes,
first of all, first of in all, blood.
We have to acknowledge that.
And my brethren say we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's right.
And I acknowledge that, and I appreciate that opening of heart.
Yes.
You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Let me tell you all how the universe is aligned. I got loquat lemonade and I got sea grape lemonade. One is gold and one is purple. I didn't even mean to make it for them, but that's how the universe is aligned sometimes.
You know,
blessings
to God. Thank you for allowing us to come in your choices.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Blessings. And to the audience, I'm sorry I didn't get to the calls. The text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Have a great day.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Good show. Good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.